弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很感谢神，今天是充满喜乐的一个主日崇拜。
This Sunday worship is filled with joy.
在地上有人受洗。
And when there is a baptized on earth.
其实在天上众多的天使也欢喜。
All the angels, thousand angels are rejoicing with us.
所以我们今天崇拜、整个崇拜直到洗礼结束，我们都要用欢喜快乐的心来庆祝。
So from beginning to the end, we're going to celebrate with joyful hearts.
其实也是回想我们当初受洗的那样的一个喜乐。
So we can reminisce that when the day when we were baptized.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
一个人愿意信耶稣受洗归入你的名下。
And one person wants to decide to follow Jesus and be baptized.
这是神的作为。
And this is your work.
这是神迹。
And this is a miracle.
因为人做这样决定，只有神的作为能够改变人的心。
It's only this decision can make that work of God that can change our hearts.
谢谢你，圣灵常常来感动我们的心。
I want to thank you that the Holy Spirit has moved often.
也充满在今天要受洗的三位姐妹身上。
And fill every one of us today.
让他们真的决定要受洗归入主的名下。
And we're willing to be baptized then in your name.
我们跟他们一同欢喜快乐。
We'll celebrate with them.
我们把一切荣耀颂赞归给你。
To all the glory to you.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天呢，要跟大家一起来思想洗礼的意义。
And we're going to share the meaning of the baptism.
今天的信息会很短、哦、
And it's going to be a very short message.
因为我们有两个庆祝的仪式。
And we have two ceremonies this morning.
一个等一下崇拜完、崇拜最后面会有两位姐妹要、加入这个中岸基督教会的会籍。
And two sisters are going to join the member of the church.
然后我们结束之后要移到主要的会堂去进行洗礼。
And then we'll also have a baptismal ceremony.
好，这个洗礼呢，是福音派的教会所遵守的两个圣礼之一。
And there's a two ceremonies that usually evangelical church follows.
另外一个就是圣餐。
And the other one is a sacrament.
但早期、教会。
And in the early church.
主要就是、天主教、
And usually we talk about Catholic church.
要知道我们复原教 Protestant Church 是从天主教出来的。
And Protestant Church came from the Catholic Church.
宗教改革之后，我们从、天主教出来之后，我们只留下两个圣礼。
And so there's only left the two sacraments that we follow.
原先的教会有七个圣礼。
And in the original Catholic Church, there were seven they follow.
我们之所以称为圣礼。
And so when we say the Holy Sacrament.
是因为他由耶稣基督亲自设立的。
And because the Jesus Christ has set those things.
而且呢，有圣礼的表征。
And there's a symbol of the sacrament.
圣礼的表征有两个重点。
And there's two important points.
一个是需要有耶稣基督的吩咐。
And so gotta come from the command from Jesus Christ.
第二个呢，就是一个具体的物质作为恩典的媒介。
And so there's a really symbolism that we do and to symbolize the meaning of it.
人是有肉体的，所以需要有恩典的媒介。
And so we are a flesh, so we need to have a medium to tell us how to do that.
来帮助我们体会上帝的爱。
So we can taste God's love.
所以呢，礼拜天崇拜的讲道跟圣礼，包括洗礼圣餐，都是恩典的媒介。
And so the on Sunday the worship sermon and also the sacrament is all God's work.
奥古斯丁曾经这样说。
Augustine has said this before.
讲道是可以听得见的上帝的话。
And so the preaching is something is audible words.
洗礼跟圣餐呢，是眼睛看得到的上帝的话。
As baptism, this holy sacrament is a visible word.
所以我们今天要参加洗礼。
So when we have the holy baptism,
我们是眼睛看到上帝的救恩。
And we are visible to see God's salvation.
是透过洗礼的过程，我们看到上帝救恩的话语。
And through the process of the baptism, we see God's words.
其实我们每个月领圣餐。
And every month we will have a holy communion.
我们也是用眼睛看到上帝的救恩。
And it's also visible to see his salvation.
透过饼跟杯。
And through the cups and the bread.
那耶稣在马太福音28章18到20节对门徒说。
And so in the Matthew chapter 28:18-20, and he said to his disciples.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded to you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
耶稣怎么样跟我们同在，跟教会同在？
And so how Jesus were with us and with the church.
就是透过我们做圣经这里所吩咐的事情。
And do things that what Jesus has commanded us to do.
所以很重要的很重要一个动作就是施洗。
And so there is a very important action is baptism.
但是事情没有就这样结束。
But baptism is not the end.
这里还说要教导他们上帝的话。
And also teaching the God's words.
帮助受洗的人去遵行上帝的话。
And to help those people to obey God's words.
所以耶稣离开门徒升天之前。
And before Jesus left to heaven.
他吩咐门徒一个很重要一件事情，就是奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And teaching a very important thing to baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天就要按着主耶稣的吩咐来为三位姐妹施行洗礼。
So today we're going to follow his commandment to baptize those three sisters.
有人会说我祷告接受耶稣基督做救主就好了。
And people say, well, I just need to pray to Jesus and then become a Christian. That's good enough.
为什么还要再加上洗礼？
Why I need baptism?
洗礼有两方面的意义。
So baptism has two meanings.
第一个呢，洗礼就是与主同死同复活。
So baptism is dying with the Lord and rising with him.
主耶稣非常清楚的交代洗礼这件事情是一定要做的。
And this is something Jesus said, this is something, be baptized is something is necessary.
另外还有几个其他经文的地方指出他也非常看重洗礼。
And there's many other passages. Look how important that Jesus think the baptism is.
所以对教会，对我们基督来讲，洗礼是非常重要的一件事。
So baptism for us and for the church is extremely important.
在约翰福音3章1到5节那里有提到一个人叫尼哥底母。
And so in the John chapter 3:1-2 talk about there's a Pharisee. His name is Nicodemus.
他是很诚实的一个人，他也在渴慕真理。
He's a very honest person. He also eager to know the truth.
但是因为他的身份，他不方便白天大家看得见的时候来找耶稣。
Because his identity that is he could not go to see Jesus during the day.
因为他是属于法利赛人的一个族群。
Because he was a Pharisee.
可是他很希望跟耶稣谈一些属灵的事。
But he wanted to talk the spiritual truth with Jesus.
就他来找耶稣的时候，本来要谈一些其他属灵的事。
And he was going to talk about those spiritual things.
但是耶稣直截了当跟他讲起洗礼的事。
But then Jesus started talking about baptism.
对他说，如果没有借着洗礼，人没有办法进到神的国。
So if you are not born of the water and spirit, you cannot enter God's kingdom.
所以我们在这里看到耶稣非常的看重洗礼。
So you can see Jesus really focused on the baptism, importance of baptism.
另外呢，在马可福音16章16节也提到。
And so they also in Mark chapter 16, verse 16 also said this.
说信而受洗的。必然得救。
Whatever believe and baptize will be saved.
信，然后受洗。
Believe and baptize.
什么叫相信？就是我祷告接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
What is a belief is that you pray to God and you ask Him to enter your heart, accepting you as a savior.
然后呢，受洗。
And then be baptized.
这个经文看起来有点像一个铜板的两面。
And so this is a verse almost like a coin of the two sides.
你得到一个铜板，不可能只得到一面。
And so when you have a coin, you not only look at one side.
一定是两面的，正面反面。
There are two sides of the coin.
所以洗礼是何等的重要。
And that's why the baptism is so important.
其实在初早期《使徒行传》那时候的教会。
And in the early church in the Acts.
信了耶稣马上就受洗。
And once you become a believing Jesus, you'll be baptized immediately.
但是到了现在21世纪。
But now the 21st century.
好像变成这是两件事情。
And a lot of people are separate two things.
其实这是得救的一件事情。
And so actually it's the one thing.
只是因为时代在演变，所以教会慢慢变成好，看起来好像是两件事。
And so because the generation has been changed, church treated almost as two things.
那个看起来是两件事，其实也有它的好处。
And there's an advantage as well.
就是说要受洗的人搞清楚为什么他要受洗。
And the people who believe accept Christ and really know why you want to be baptized.
而不是迷迷糊糊听到耶稣的名，哦，那我就去受洗了。
And not just because you're here and then decide to do it casually.
所以我们现在是希望受洗的人很清楚知道为什么你要受洗。
And so we want the people who want to be baptized knowing why do you want to be baptized.
那个受洗的意义到底是什么？
The meaning of the baptism, what is it?
所以第一个受洗的意义就是说，我们这个人跟耶稣基督同死同复活。
And so we are dying with Jesus and also resurrect with him.
然后呢，从跟耶稣基督一样从死里复活。
And then we resurrect with him.
保罗提到洗礼的时候是讲到受洗归入耶稣基督。
And so we are baptized into Christ Jesus.
所以那里的经文就讲到我们是跟他一同埋葬，一同复活。
So we bury with him, and then we resurrect with him.
我们当然不会把一个受洗人真的埋在土里面了。
And so we are not bury someone who want to be baptized.
但是我们是透过这个水的一个象征，把它浸到水里面，再让它起来。
And so the symbol of the water is that immerse to the water and then rise.
这有一个很重要的意思。
And there's a really important meaning here.
在我们受洗之前，我是活在老我的生命里面。
And in the past, we're living our old self.
我旧的自我的生命。
We live our own life.
那我进到水里面的时候
，Once we're emerging into the water,
我一切的旧的生命跟我一切的罪都埋葬在水里面。
And all my sinful nature and also my old self buried in the water.
那个实质的意义是埋葬在耶稣基督里。
So the important meaning is that buried that in the water.
当人从水里起来的时候，代表跟耶稣基督一同复活了。
And so once you rise, that means that you resurrected with Jesus Christ.
有耶稣基督新的生命在我们里面。
And has his new life in us.
让我们一举一动有新生的样式。
And so everything we do that has a new meaning.
所以保罗在罗马书六章三到五节这样讲。
And Romans chapter 6, 3 to 5 said this.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Well, don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his deathWe were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his.
我们原本都是罪人活在我们的罪里面。
We were all sinners that living in sin.
跟上帝的爱是完全隔绝的。
It's separate from God's love.
上帝恩典跟我们是一点关系也没有。
And His mercy and grace has nothing to do with us.
我们是完全没有份得着这个属灵的恩典。
We're not really worthy to receive this wonderful grace.
但是在洗礼当中，上帝给我们一个新的身份。
And so during the baptism, that God gives a new identity.
就是上帝的孩子的身份。
We are the children of God.
啊，我上个礼拜提到他是我们天上的父亲。
He is our heavenly father.
所以上帝在洗礼里面曾为人成就了许多属灵生命的祝福。
So through baptism, that God has accomplished a lot of really spiritual blessings.
包括罪得赦免，有了新的身份， 进入上帝的国度。
And so just like our sin being forgiven, then become a new person and enter God's kingdom.
上帝解决我们身份的问题。
And God took care of our identity issue.
使我们不再是在天父的家外面流浪的浪子。
So we're not the people being wandering outside the God's kingdom.
而是成为上帝家里的人。
And we're part of the God's family.
其实我们受洗之后还是可能会犯罪。
And so even though after we baptized, we still continue to sin.
但是天父永远愿意赦免我们的罪。
But God is always willing to forgive our sins.
约翰一书一章九节，这是给我们一个保证。
So the First John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
这不是只有给从没信耶稣到变成信耶稣的人的应许。
And this is not the only promise that for people who not a Christian yet become a Christian.
这一节经文是给所有信耶稣的人的应许。
And this is a promise for everyone who are Christians.
因为这样的应许，我们不怕在上帝面前承认我们的罪。
And so because it's a promise that we will not be condemned.
所以，只要我们愿意来到神面前，承认我真的犯了这些的罪。
As long as we're willing to come to the Lord, confess our sins.
上帝按着这一节经文的应许，他就要赦免我们的罪。
And then he will forgive our sins.
就像他对那个行淫的妇人这样说。
And just like the one with an adultery woman.
他不定他的罪了。
He no longer condemn her.
以后不要再这样做。
And do not sin no more.
所以认罪悔改。
And when we confess our sin and confess our sins.
悔改有两件事情。
And two things we need to do.
一个是后悔承认我们的罪。
And then we need to admit that we have sin.
一个是要改。
And secondly is that we need to have new life and change.
如果我们一直跟上帝说认罪我犯罪了，对不起，上帝，我对不起。
And so if you continue to say sorry to God, oh yes, I have a sin.
然后回头继续去犯同样的罪。
And then you continue your sinful nature.
当然上帝会赦免我们的罪。
Of course, God will continue to forgive our sins.
但是对我们这个人来讲有里面的伤害。
But actually, there's an inner hurting.
我们会越来心会越来越硬。
And our heart become hardened.
硬到最后有一个很可怕的结局。
And there's a consequence of that.
就是否定上帝的存在。
And then later, we're going to deny God.
否定我跟上帝的关系。
And deny a relationship with God.
所以在神学上有辩论哈。
And so there's an argument in the theology.
是一次得救，永远得救吗
？And it's just once you become Christian that you forever that been saved.
如果以我刚讲的这种情况
，And so if I is under this scenario,
知道自己犯错了，认罪了
，And you know you have committed sin and you confess your sin.
但是不愿意改，继续回头继续去做
，And never make any change. Continue to live in sin.
我个人的看法了哈。
And my personal opinion.
上帝不会放弃我们。
And God is not going to give up us on us.
但是有可能我们自己会放弃自己。
However, we might give up ourselves.
当我们悔，但是没有改。可能心慢慢会硬到一个地步，连信仰我都不要，连救恩我都不要。
You might confess your sin, but never make any changes, and you might deny your faith later on.
所以这是非常危险的一种状况。
This is extremely dangerous.
所以你说是一次得救，永远得救吗
？So is once you've been saved that you're forever saved?
这是永远辩论下去的一个神学议题。
And this is the argument in theology for a long time.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，上帝是乐意赦免我们的罪。
But in the Bible, God is willing to forgive our sins.
所以受洗之后，我们还是有可能会犯罪。
And even after baptism, we will maybe continue to sin.
希望我们不是故意去犯罪。
And we're not doing it purposely.
而是不小心犯罪。
And maybe just not paying attention and may commit a sin.
那代表说我们心还是软的。
So that means our heart is still soft.
所以我们会愿意认罪悔改
and willing to confess and willing to change
所以我们在他天父面前不是被定罪。
And so before God, that will not be condemned.
在我们不小心犯罪了，然后被赦免的过程里面。
And during the process being forgive our sins.
慢慢我们会体会天父上帝那种无条件接纳的爱。
And we will really taste His unconditional acceptance.
当一个人一个基督徒越多体会到这件事的时候
，the more we taste that God's love.
它里面会产生一个动力
，and there's a motivation inside.
就对上帝一方面有无比的感恩
，and so we are so thankful.
一方面希望生活能够照着上帝所喜悦的去做
，and we will continue to live a life according to His will.
这就给我们一个很好的动力
，that gives that motivation.
而不是教会的规定或圣经的规条
，and it's not a rule of the church or a rule or something teaching in the Bible.
所以上帝顾念我们是有肉身有感觉的人
And God knows we are born in a flesh
他不只是在我们的灵里面感动我们
Not only move us in the spirit
也在我们的悟性上让我们明白恩典是真的
And let's also help us to understand His grace
这个世界上真的有一位神是无条件的爱你爱我
And there's a God love us unconditionally
他还要透过基督徒的每一天的生活历程
and through our journey in our daily life
让我们在感官上可以看得见可以听见可以感觉到这是事实
and we can experience that this is the fact
我们是可以经验得到的
we can experience it
好第二方面受洗是归入基督的身体
the second part is talk about baptism being united with the body of Christ
受洗不只是恢复我跟上帝的关系
it's not only reconciled with our relationship with God
也表明我们这个人是属于基督身体的一部分。
It also symbolizes we're the part of the body of Christ.
什么是基督的身体
？What is the body of Christ?
Us, 就是教会。
我们 ，yeah, the church.
那什么叫教会
？But what is church?
一群得救的人聚集在一起叫做教会。
A group of people who have been saved gather together.
不是这个建筑物
And it's not a building.
我记得我好像有在这边讲到讲过
And so I've probably said this before.
因为我去好多教会讲，所以有时候会忘了有没有在这边讲。
And so I probably say that in other churches as well.
所以哥林多前书十二章十三节说，我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13, for we were all baptized by one spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink.
我们不是孤单的一个人当基督徒。
We are not lonely to be a Christian by ourselves.
我们是受洗之后，上帝要我们健健康康的活在上帝的家里面。
And after baptized, that we will be living healthily in the family of God.
享受家庭的亲密、温暖、安全。
And really enjoy the intimacy and feel the love and the peace.
享受在家庭里面的受安慰、被接纳。
And to enjoy that being comforted and being accepted.
所以上帝呼召每一个受洗的基督徒要聚集在一起成为这样的团体
So God called every Christian that we need to do so
那在这里面呢受洗归入基督的身体有两个重点
And so there are two important factors that we need to focus
一个是重视别的肢体
And really focus on other the body of Christ
另外一个是要服侍别人
And we need to learn to how to serve others
因为教会是每一个不同的个体组成的
And we have all the different body parts And we get together as one
我们来自不同的文化背景
We came from different cultural backgrounds
我们有不同的思维模式
And we're thinking differently
我们受不同的教育
We were educated differently
这个要聚在一起不容易
You get together is very difficult
但是这是上帝的设计
But this is God's design
因为我们彼此的差异
And because of the difference that we have
我们需要依靠圣灵
So we need to depend on the Holy Spirit
然后学习彼此接纳彼此欣赏
And to learn to enjoy each other and also accept each other
第二个就是要服侍别人
And secondly is try to serve others
那个是把爱心付诸实际的行动
And continue to give love in a true action
保罗在以弗所书四章十六节讲过这样一句话，就是在爱中建立自己。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 and talk about growth and build self up in love.
圣经里面讲的爱不单单是指讲话温柔甜蜜，然后笑容可掬。
And the love we talk about is not like when you speak very gently and always smile.
这是我们在教会里面大家都努力在做的。
And it's very easy to do that.
但是更重要，爱的表现是我们脱离罪恶有多少。
And so the manifestation of true love is how we not living the sinful life.
然后呢，是向别人施出。所以说付出多少的恩惠
and to continue to serve others and to help others.
所以靠着神的恩典，我们都愿意跟人分享。
And through God's grace, I'm willing to share.
这种分享就是服事。
And this kind of sharing is a service.
每一个受洗的基督徒都蒙召要这样去做。
And so everyone who been baptized, been called for that.
所以服事不是只有几个同工长老执事在做。
And so the service is just not only few people, elder and deacon are doing it.
上帝呼召每一个受洗的人要在教会里面服事。
God called everyone of us who has been baptized to do so.
参与教会的各样的活动跟服事。
Participate all the activities and then to serve one another.
所以透过洗礼，我们聚集成为一个教会。
And through baptism, we are a church.
魔鬼邪恶的势力不能胜过教会。
Well, the evil, Satan's word is not going to threaten us.
我们用信心可以抵挡魔鬼的势力。
And through our faith that we can defend his power.
我们不用害怕魔鬼的各样的作为。
And we do not need to worry about whatever the Satan's work.
因为耶稣已经把天国的钥匙交给了教会。
And God has already given the key of the kingdom to the church.
天国的钥匙就是天国的权柄。
And it's the authority of the kingdom.
交给我们就是交给教会。
And so give it to us, give it to the church.
当然天主教有不同对这一节经文解释。
And so of course there's a people, the Catholic Church that interpret this a little bit differently.
他们认为耶稣讲那句话是交给彼得。
And then they're saying that giving the Peter, the Simon, the authority.
那彼得是天主教第一任的教皇。
And he's a 教皇是
Pope.
Peter was the first Pope of the Catholic Church. Yeah.
然后呢，就这样一代一代传下来。
And so then they continue to have the Pope system.
当然我们福音派的教会是不接受这样的一种解释圣经。
And so our interpretation as an evangelical church do not accept that kind of interpretation.
那个钥匙是交给教会，不是交给彼得。
The key is given to the church, not key to Peter.
所以教会有那个属灵的权柄。
So the church has the spiritual authority.
可以捆绑撒旦在地上的作为。
And can bind the Satan's work on earth.
当我们这样祷告的时候，上帝在天上就捆绑撒旦的作为。
And so God will listen and do that.
因为那是灵界，我们看不见的。
There's a spiritual realm that we a lot of time we don't see.
然后实质我们看得到的是人。
And in reality, we see is the people.
人被释放之后，就愿意信耶稣受洗。
And once the bondage released, that we're willing to become a Christian, be baptized.
所以预备受洗的时候，要跟弟兄姐妹一起预备。
And so when you're ready to be someone be baptized, we need to prepare with them.
让弟兄姐妹跟你一起欢喜快乐。
And so we can all enjoy together.
然后如果这个在受洗的过程里面，教会还有人还没信耶稣的。
And through the process, if people have not believed in Christ,
我们也是一个见证，让他们看到，基督徒彼此相爱。
And this is also a testimony to see that Christians love one another.
他也会想，会羡慕说，我也要加入这个团体。
He said, this is very different. I want to be part of this family as well.
所以求主帮助我们。
And we ask God to help us.
我们受洗了，要加入这个基督徒的团体。
Once we baptized, we join the family of God.
因为我们是这个身体里面其中一个。器官
We are the part, the body part of this whole body.
圣经里面还讲到很多关于用身体来比喻教会的经文。
And in the Bible, talk about the body parts and to symbolize the church.
有讲到说，有的人是眼睛的工人，有的人是嘴巴。
And some people may be eyes, some people may be the mouth.
有的人是手，有的人是脚。
And some people may be the hands, some people may be the feet.
可能有人觉得说我在教会什么都不会啊，没什么都不能做啊。
And somebody say, "Oh, I'm not capable of doing anything, so I'm not any parts."
那你当身体里面的盲肠也可以啊。
And you can be part of the intestine, appendix.
也是有它的功能。
And it also has its function as well.
所以不管是谁，在上帝的家里面都有你的角色。
And you, every one of us has a role in God's family.
你需要想一想，我可以在这个团体里面怎么样付出。
And you have to think about what can I do, what can I serve in this family.
所以求主帮助我们明白这个道理。
We ask God to help us to understand this.
最后一点点提醒。
The last, I'm going to remind you.
如果我们当中还没有受洗的，不用等到说我懂得很多了之后我才要受洗。
I want to remind you, you don't need to wait until you know a lot of things to be baptized.
圣经说，你只要诚心的相信。
You just need to really truly believe.
你就心里相信，口里承认，你就可以受洗。
And believe in your heart, you confess, and through your lips that you will become a Christian.
对真理、对圣经能够了解到多少程度？
And so not really depend on how much you understand what's saying in the Bible.
那是受洗之后要继续进行的。
And those are things that you need to continue to work on after being baptized.
另外洗礼是一次跟上帝立约，在上帝那一边永远有效。
And so that you are making a covenant with God that once you have been baptized, that always, forever, that is effective.
上帝绝对不会背叛你。
And God will never betray you.
但是我们人可能会背叛上帝。
But very often we betray God.
就是我刚讲的，一次得救，永远得救吗
？And so it's like once you believe that you forever are saved.
在上帝那边是一次得救，永远得救。他对我们的爱是不会改变的。
And His love for us will never change.
但是我们这个人有可能会离弃上帝。
But very often, sometimes we will distance ourselves and leave God.
最后一个提醒。
And last reminding.
受洗是基督徒属灵生命的开始。
And baptism is the beginning of our spiritual life.
是入学典礼，不是毕业典礼。
It's entering a school, it's not graduation.
这是一个开始，不是一个终点。
It's only a beginning, not an ending.
所以受洗之后要不断的学习成长。
And after baptism, you will continue to learn and to grow.
要继续对上帝有进一步的认识。
And you want to continue to know God more.
对圣经真理有进一步的了解。
To know the Bible or truth, to know more.
好，知道我怎么样能够在这个世界上过每一天生活是上帝所喜悦的。
And how can I please God to live on earth?
而不是每天背逆上帝做一些上帝所不喜欢我们做的事。
Not try to disobey God, do something that He does not like.
求主帮助我们。
Ask God to help us.
特别帮助今天要受洗的三位姐妹。
Especially help those are going to be baptized.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
主，谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
是因为圣灵的感动，所以三位姐妹今天才决定要受洗。
Because of the move of the Holy Spirit, so those three want to be baptized.
不是因为人的催逼、人的人情或各样的人的作为。
And it's not being the urging by the man.
求你。继续用圣灵充满他们
，and continue fill them with the Holy Spirit，
让他们在受洗的过程领受到喜乐
，and so they will continue experience the joy，
是从天上来的喜乐
，it came from the heaven，
知道这是一个开始
，and this is only the beginning，
是一个基督徒旅程的开始
，and this is only the beginning of the journey，
求你帮助他们
，and continue to help them，
继续给他们力量
，give them the strength，
让他们。行出圣经所教导的真理
and they can really continue to learn about truth and act upon it
我们把他们交托在恩主的手中
we put all of them into your hands
我们也愿意在未来的日子里面
in the nearly future
我们愿意彼此扶持
we will continue to support each other
也帮助他们继续成长
and continue to help them to grow
我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.